BBC Radio York.
It is being claimed this morning that more than 400,000 disabled people could lose out on higher rate mobility payments because of an overhaul of benefits which comes into force later on this year. The government announced last month that the criteria would be changed so that only those unable to walk more than 20 metres would qualify rather than 50 metres. The proposals are due to come under scrutiny in the House of Lords this week, but campaigners say ministers should rethink replacing the current disability living allowance altogether. We can speak now to Baroness Tanny Gray-Thompson, the Paralympic champion and disability campaigner. Good morning. Good to have you on the programme.
Good morning.
How worried are you about these proposals? What are they actually going to mean in practical terms to people in York and North Yorkshire?
What it's going to mean is there's a large group of disabled people, and we think it could be well over 400,000 around the UK, who won't receive the same level of support. And this new benefit, which it's gone from disability living allowance to personal independence payment, it helps people get to hospital appointments, take their kids to school, get to work, maybe have a little bit of help at home, you know, getting dressed and washed in the morning. Those people are going to lose out. And where I'm sort of really disappointed, actually, is that all the way through the Welfare Reform Bill, we were talking about 50 metres as being one of the tests about whether you could qualify. Suddenly, before Christmas, it drops to 20 metres. It was snuck in something called regulations, which is the real meat and bones of the detail of the bill. You know, the Minister, Esther McFay, had an opportunity to raise it in Parliament. She never mentioned it. And it just changes the whole way the assessment process will be carried out. And instead of sort of helping disabled people with a small amount of money, I think you're going to get disabled people dropping out of work, you know, getting stuck at home and being in sort of really, really difficult circumstances. And it's not the way to do it.
Why do you think the government are doing this? I mean, obviously there are, you know, there is a review of welfare, there's a review of benefits going on right across the board. We heard the other day that the government is making changes to child benefits, for example. Is this just coming under that whole umbrella of the government trying to cut back on the welfare bill?
Well, we do need to cut back on the welfare bill, but actually disabled people don't receive like a massive chunk of money that's spent on welfare, except I guess if you read some of the newspapers, you'd think that disabled people are all benefit scroungers and taking lots of money out of the system. So, you know, we do need to save money, but I don't think we're saving money in the most efficient way, because if we get the testing wrong and then people go to appeals, you know, all that sort of stuff costs money. If we put disabled people in more difficult circumstances, the NHS has to pick up some of the costs, the local authority has to pick up some of the costs, parents, you know, friends, family have to pick up the costs. So I don't think we're going to be saving money. I think in the long run we're going to be spending an awful lot more. And I'd like the government, you know, if I've got one thing I'd like them to do is to go away and look at the drop from 50 to 20 again. But also there are four words that I want inserted into the regulations. And I know it sounds pernickety, but this 20 metres, you know, has to be able to be performed reliably. It has to be done safely, repeatedly, you know, not just that you can walk 20 metres and then have to have 4 hours rest. And that you can also sort of do it in a timely manner, you know, not that walking 20 metres will take you 10 minutes. And it's really important that those words are enshrined in the legislation. When it comes to assessments, it's done properly.
What sort of messages are you getting from people? What sort of stories are you hearing from people who rely on this money, who I'm assuming will be opening their hearts to you and telling you about just what they're going through at the prospect of this change to, you know, the benchmark for what they can and can't do?
I've had someone get in touch with me on Twitter this morning who gets just over £20 a week, and they say that they use that money to get friends to do shopping. You know, they don't feel bad about asking friends for help if they can, you know, buy them a bar of chocolate or just help them out occasionally. I've had somebody get in touch and say they're not going to be able to carry on working if they lose their personal independence payment. And that's really worrying. You know, it's not a huge amount of money, but it changes a number of disabled people's lives. And I don't want to see us going back to how it was 20 years ago, where you didn't see disabled people out on the street. And there's lots I'm not being over the moon with welfare reform. But, you know, this is really, really important that we get this right. And I say to people, you know, if you think that you're going to be, you know, affected, if you're going to be pushed into kind of greater poverty, let your MP know, because your MP can do an awful lot about, you know, making some of these changes happen.
Tanny Gray-Thompson, thank you very much indeed for joining us on BBC Radio York this morning. Good speech again.
At the heart of North Yorkshire, Jonathan Cowell, BBC Radio York.